Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, it's 9 a.m., and the pet experts are in the building. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Now, here are your hosts, Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Lee, how you been doing?
I've been great. I wanted to ask you how you've been doing after last week getting all of that cat advice in here. I want to know exactly how did the week go with the cats? Did you use any of the advice they gave you, and did it make a difference?
Well, I haven't had much opportunity to kind of, load up the arsenal of opportunities and put it upon the public. But I'm looking at my cats a little different way, okay. Right? I'm trying to better understand what all their behaviors are meaning. And so it was a really good show, and I was glad that we were able to get her on things you don't think about. And, we're all in our own head. And until we get into our animal's head and change our own disposition to kind of center around what that animal needs,
right,
or change the environment for which that animal is. And this, what I do find a parallel is that, yes, she brought to us the world from the cat's view.
Right.
Running a pet store, we do get into some cat behavioral management assistance. But we get into a lot more other animal assistance, from reptiles to even fish and such. And, it's just a constant reminder of how we have to continue focusing on what's really important. When people come into our pet store, right, they think they're wanting to buy an animal or buy a filter cartridge. But what they really are coming into is to further their degree of success and experience and their enjoyment of their pet. And so I always keep focusing myself personally when I reflect who we are, what we're about, and why we're in business. Am I meeting that mission? And having individuals on the radio and interviewing, the very reason why I like this show is it kind of consistently reminds me that we need to keep working on, looking at the world through our pet's perspective. And that's one of the things I hope people get from the radio show.
Right.
Is that, we can't stop looking at the world from our pet's perspective. It's not about us, it's about them, and it's about us together, right?
Right.
The pet and us as a team, as a partnership.
The good news about the radio show, too, is that there's a part two to it, which is that there is a podcast that is created from each week's show. And today I received a notification from our guest last week that she had just put out the podcast to about 20,000 people who are following her. So I expect our podcast is going to be very, very busy over the next week. But it's a reminder to all of you to just go to the WILS website and look up the Pet Expert Talk Show. And you can go back and listen to any show, because sometimes there's some real gems that are in there, and you forget what you might hear the first time. And it's amazing how one more time through it helps you remember a whole lot better. And last week was a great example, because there was a ton of good advice that was given for people who have cats. So I hope that people will do that. Now, this week's show,
I was going to say, talking about a gem.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm polishing it.
Absolutely.
She's coming.
Well, we've got a superstar in this area, and we've had her for two decades now. I remember when we first started this show back in 2010, meeting her and identifying her right away as a star, and that's Julia Palmer Wilson, who is the president of Capillary Humane Society. Who does a better job than her? I don't think anybody.
Well, she has the energy it takes, and that's first and foremost. And she has the passion it takes. That's second.
Yeah.
And then just a strong sense of determination to make sure it happens. And she's somebody that I admire. I admire her energy. I admire her capacity. More importantly, I admire her accomplishments, because she certainly has been a very accomplished president of that institution.
No question. And her people skills are phenomenal. I understand why people follow her. I will tease her about the fact that she still needs to get more men working there. But bottom line is she's done an amazing job, and we'll have a great conversation this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. Upload your pet's picture or check out the silly pet photos that we put up there to get you through your day.